Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on August 28th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. And we're definitely looking for a repeat. Those results are going to be out any day now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and this show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
All right. And, of course, I'm usually joined by Jackie Balestra, but Jackie is away today. And so we have a special guest host, Jerry Wilson, of Your Actualized Visions. Welcome, Jerry.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a blast to be on your show. I always learn something new.
Well, we like to have fun, and we love to learn about new things and great things in the South Bay. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. Now, Jackie or Jerry, are you prepared to read the intro? You don't have the intro.
I don't have the intro.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I will take that mantle today now that Jackie's gone. We are really blessed to have one of the premier service clubs in Manhattan Beach with us tonight, today. And I'm thrilled. Our guests this morning are Laura Fisher, Suzanne Scherer, and Linda Merlo, all members of the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach. Laura Fisher is the owner of Q Factor International Incorporated. Laura helps people create a path to make their someday dreams happen today. She is a strategic coach for successful yet overwhelmed businesswomen who want to make a big life transition or make a change in an area of their life that is not functioning optimally. Laura also is a marketing and brand strategy consultant for entrepreneurs who feel consumed with the day-to-day and are looking for ways to create a stronger framework to be more effective and efficient in building their brand and growing their business. Linda Merlo was born in Pasadena and moved to Manhattan Beach in 2010. She has been involved with philanthropy work for over 20 years and has been an associate of the Neptunian Women's Club for 4 years. Linda served on the board for 2 years as financial secretary, is currently beginning her first year as president. In her free time, Linda can be found at her cabin fishing on Lake Mary in Mammoth Lakes. Suzanne Scherer is a 15-year resident of Manhattan Beach, originally from, is that Tenafly, New Jersey?
You got it. Tenafly, New Jersey,
and a graduate of Mount Holyoke College. Suzanne is a business owner and sits on the board of the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach as the vice president of fundraising and has held this position for several years. In addition, Suzanne has been a fundraiser for 30 years with organizations such as Make-A-Wish and APLA, and currently serves on the advisory board for Walk with Sally. What a great organization that is, Walk with Sally. Her passions are music, her three rescue dogs, dance, and spending time with her husband, family, and friends. This morning, we're going to find out what the mission of the Neptunian Women's Club is and the role they play in the community. Suzanne, Linda, Laura, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you so much for having
us. We're very happy to be here.
We talk about many different service organizations. I think it was just yesterday we talked about the Rotary Club International in Redondo Beach, and they do fabulous work. So let's start with you, Linda, your current president, yes?
Yes.
What is the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach?
Well, the Neptunian Women's Club, as you know, was founded in 1909. It's the oldest civic organization in the South Bay, and it has deep-seated tradition of cultivating the passion for like-minded women to support and serve the changing needs of a local community.
I know that Hermosa was incorporated in 1907. So that was 2 years after Hermosa was incorporated as a city.
Well, I guess we're not the oldest then.
Well, no, as a city, but I mean, you're the Neptunian Women's Club. I mean, when was Manhattan Beach incorporated as a city? I don't know. I'll look that up.
I don't know that figure.
Okay,
sorry.
That's fine. I'm sorry. Continue.
So basically, our history is in 1909. We had 10 women who came together to form a club, and they had an immediate impact on this beach community, which only had 600 people.
Right.
So the clubhouse was built in 1925, and that was during World War II, and it was the headquarters for the local Red Cross. It just, you know, this whole history that of these 10 women at that time of in that early stages were very, I would have loved to have met them. They sounded like very strong, very strong women who also at that time did not have a right to vote. So I believe that this was their way of making the difference in the community that they loved.
Right.
They also, you know, within the community, their thoughts were they formed the first library that we have in Manhattan Beach. They also started with the schools. They did fire. You know, they started with all the police and the fire. They actually were instigating and heading the first Boy Scout house in the city.
Right.
They just inspired me. That this story inspires me. It inspires our women and our group. And I think that's where we get our inspiration.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Laura, let me ask you, how did you get involved with the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach?
That is a very interesting story. I knew I wanted to give back to the community, and I wanted to get involved in something that was local and philanthropic and really flexible. So I went on a search to find that, and I found a couple of organizations in the area, and last year I attended the Chili Cook-Off, which I know you know about, great fundraiser put on. It was the first annual last year. And so I kind of went in cold. I didn't know anyone in the organization. I just was looking for something, and I went to the event, and I was like, okay, great. This is an organization I can be a part of. I had done some research online, and I knew it had that history that Linda was speaking of, and it seemed like a really easy way to engage in the community and make an impact. And let's face it, everyone's busy. So I was looking for something that was easy and doable.
Right, right. And when you joined the Neptunian Women's Club, did you find that? I mean, what can you give me that moment that you said, wow, this is really for me?
Yes, I definitely can. I was looking for my way in, as per se. So you join an organization, and then you're just looking to how you can connect and really make a big impact. And I've done a lot of the, you know, one of the great things about the Neptunian Women's Club is that they send out a lot of things. Like I helped with the, when the Special Olympics came to town. I volunteered for Walk with Sally. I've also took advantage of, they're having, when they started to plan for the event that we just had back in August, our wine event, I decided to become a part of that committee. And when I became a part of that committee is when I learned that they needed some help with the website, which is was ended up to be my way in. That's how I decided to sign up for that as well. And I've met so many great women. You know, we have a great team of women working on this, the website, the rebrand, and that's what when the logo contest was kind of born.
Right, right, right. Wow, okay, that's fantastic. And Susan Scherer, obviously a longtime resident of Manhattan Beach. When did you know of the Neptunian Women's Club? When did you decide that this is something that I want to be a part of?
So about 5.5 years ago, the Neptunians, who, you know, do small fundraisers in the community to support, you know, various charities, they had a taco fundraiser for the fire department. And there was a small ad in the Beach Reporter, and I said, well, you know, let me go check that out because, you know, we all love our fire department. So I went down there and kind of checked it out and saw this gigantic clubhouse at the corner of 9th and Highland, and I was very curious. And one of the members who was selling the tickets, just a real gutsy gal, and she's like, are you going to look or are you going to buy? And I'm like, excuse me? And she's like, you know, come on, what's going on? And I love women that are like that, because I guess I'm a little like that myself. So I went inside. She gave me a tour, bought my tacos, bought some silent auction. And I just thought, you know, what a great, fun organization with so much history and so much potential. You know, so I went to the first meeting as a guest of someone, and I joined right away. And just was just kind of been on the Neptunian train ever since.
Right. I just want to ask my guest host, Jerry, have you been to any of the events that the Neptunian women put on, Jerry?
You know, about 2 years ago, I went to one, and I go to so many darn events that I can't even remember what it was, but I remember that was the first time I had even heard of them. Gosh, I wish I could remember what event it was. But anyway, I remember going, oh, I've never even heard of this club before, so I was very interested in it, and I love anything that women get involved with.
Right.
I just think women are so powerful. I love being at their events.
There's something, we won't get into politics here, but I would love for there to be a woman chief executive of our national lives, and to give a woman's perspective on the vision for America. I think that's critical. I think that we're ready for that. India has already had a chief executive, a female chief executive. We need that in this country.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry,
I'm sorry. Go on.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm not speaking of any specific woman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just talking about the general prescription that we need. I don't, no political thing, but I think we need to have that perspective. It works so well in business. It sets the tone of inclusion. It sets a tone of focus on the work and not the process. It sets many tones when that happens, when you have a woman as a chief executive. And go on, continue. Who was that speaking? Was that Linda
it was
Suzanne.
Suzanne, yes.
I was just going to say, Jerry, that we really believe, in helping women and young men, with education and getting the footing and getting the confidence, the courage, and the support. And, you know, really to what you were just mentioning, our entire scholarship program, in addition to our philanthropic program, is specifically for that, to give young people, and there's so many brilliant young people in the South Bay, to give them the opportunity to go on and make a difference in this world, you know, at a political level, at a business level. So we're really proud of our scholarship program and how it's grown just over the last 5 years. I believe it was 18 or 20 scholarships that we gave out to MiraCosta and El Camino this past spring. So, you know, we're really, really proud of that part of our organization.
That's fantastic. Both Joe and Joe's put two kids through MiraCosta, and I put three. I have my last one. I've got six kids. Three of them went through Costa. And the number six is now a senior at Costa, so I'm almost done. I don't know who's going to celebrate more, him or me.
We love what Costa gave our two children, not just one of the finest educations in available in the country, but also a treasure of friendships that continue today very strongly that they will be able to build on throughout their lives. And that's one of the keys. My wife is an Air Force brat. They moved around a lot, and they actually moved from country to country, and she never got that kind of established long-term sort of place that she's from. She's from many places, and she and I had made the decision we're gonna find a place that we love and we're gonna stick and stay there so the kids have a foundation, a grounding. Linda, when we talk about that, I mean, what is the age limit on the lower age limit on Neptunian Women's Club membership?
Oh, my gosh. We've had, in the last 2 years, we've had an increase of younger women coming in, and because of their busy lives, they find that there's a niche there that they can come in and give what they can. It's no pressure.
Right.
Women don't ask women their age, but, you know, I'm saying that probably our youngest are in their 30s on up to, we have women, maybe not, they're still members, but may not come to our meetings
right.
and things, but we've had members on up to well into their 80s and 90s.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think Laura might be able to speak to this well. I know that many... Mm-hmm. of the life coaches and many of the motivational speakers out there are starting to sing the same tune when it comes to success. One of the ingredients that is non-negotiable is service. You must develop a service component to your life, whether it's the Kiwanis or the Rotary or the Neptunian Women's Club, because that element drives not only, it drives you out of your comfort zone, it drives you to meet new people, it often improves your business, whatever that business may be. Service should be a big component. Some are saying 25% of your time should be spent in service to others. The servant leader is the leader. And have you found that true, Laura?
You know, what I found is that when people, the thing that people really want to do is have connection, and service is such a great way to connect to people in the community. It gives you an opportunity to give back. It gives you an opportunity to be involved with people in a way that just feels good. It's that want to, not that have to. You know, we all go to our jobs every day, and we want something that really fills us up and that we get to do because we want to do it.
Right.
And I think that's what I've really found the Neptunians is brought to my life, and I can totally see why that would be something, that statistic is alive and well, because it invigorates you.
Right. It invigorates you, and of course you meet new people, which just naturally they're going to say, what do you do?
Exactly.
And you get to talk about it, and you get to practice talking about it, the serendipity of life is lost when you're always in your, holed up in your home office. That's like the new cubicle, right, for people that have their own business. Maybe they're a professional of some kind, like many lawyers and other consultative professionals work from their homes, and they get isolated and tend not to get out there and talk to people.
That is so true, Joe. You know, one of the things that I found is that, you know, it's a contagious energy when you're able to get out of your home and be around people who are just such go-getters.
Right. Suzanne, when we talk about the Neptunian Women's Club, because we really want people to get a good sense of the club, what are some of the high points of the year? Are there specific events throughout the year that are the big fundraisers and such? Can you talk about that, Suzanne?
Sure. So we have a couple fundraisers every year that are our signature fundraisers. The first one is the annual fashion show and luncheon, typically held in the spring. This year we've decided to give it a fresh new look, and we're actually doing a holiday fashion show on November 7th. All of our fundraisers, a lot of our fundraisers, the majority of our fundraisers are held in our clubhouse. It's an amazing space. It's actually available for rent. It's an amazing venue. We have, you know, bar mitzvahs and weddings and business meetings, and we do our fundraisers there. So that one's November 7th. That's going to be fantastic. Then we do the holiday wrap at the Manhattan Village, where for 2.5 weeks, over 150 women volunteer their time, and we wrap presents. You don't have to buy them in the mall, although we love Manhattan Village and we want people to come. You can just bring all your presents. You can drop them off to us, and we'll wrap them beautifully and give them back to you. And every penny that we get goes back out to scholarships. This year we're very blessed to have many sponsors, Plaza Bank, Manhattan Village, Chevron has come on board as a very large sponsor. So those are our signature events. Then, as Laura mentioned, this past August, we had the fourth annual food, wine, music event. It's 2 hours of wine and beer and food tastings at Tin Roof Bistro, basically a meet and mingle, and it was lovely, and we have beautiful music, and it was great. And then we also were asked, and this has been, I'm not sure, but many, many years, we've been asked by the Hometown Fair Committee to be the group that runs the wine garden. I guess I keep hearing a lot about wine, so I guess the Neptunians love wine. So we're going to be working in the wine garden. So those are some of the things that we do. The chili cook-off, which you and Jackie were so helpful in helping us launch last year.
Thank you.
I mean, it was just amazing. I mean, as a lot of people know in the South Bay, you never know how many people are really going to attend an event until probably the last 24 to 48 hours. So we were the fire department, for those of you who don't know, the first annual chili cook-off last year benefited the Byrne Foundation of the Manhattan Beach Firefighters Association. It was at the Manhattan Beach Fire Station. It was 14 chefs competing for best chili. Because of your help and because of the community really wanting a family event that was affordable and fun, I mean, we had a line going around the block right before we were ready to open, and it was fantastic. And you know, in basically a couple hours, raised I think almost $24,000 for this Byrne Foundation. So those are the types of things that, as a fundraiser, we're looking to do more of. We're looking to do things where there's a need in our community, and that we're not so rigidly structured that we can't go ahead and really find a way to help people. So we are going to be doing it again in January 30th, actually. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
I'm sure that it will certainly be in Jackie's calendar multiple weeks before it happens. She loves the event, and she really is focused on promoting it. And of course, everyone, if you don't know, you can always find out what's happening in the South Bay at southbaybyjackie.com. Right now, I'd like to take a station break, and I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking with the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach. We're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach. And if you have questions or if you have comments, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, at this time, we'd also like to thank a sponsor. And, Jerry, I think we're gonna play the BCWS ad. Do you remember? Or I don't actually remember. But do you remember, Jerry?
It's the one that Jackie pre-recorded for us.
For BCWS? Is that it?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
All right.
I'm a lot of help today, right?
You are. You really are. You are, very much so. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is our sponsor, Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong. It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For additional information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, navigating your way to financial success.
I love that we have these things recorded now. That works very, very well. Suzanne, I have to ask you, and I have to say, the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach, the clubhouse itself, is an amazing facility. It has a stage. It makes a great facility for banquets. I've attended a couple of times different events there. One in particular was my daughter's swim club end of year sort of rally and awards mm-hmm. ceremony, and it was fantastic several years ago. Tell us a little bit about the clubhouse, where it's located, and what it takes to book that clubhouse.
Sure. So the clubhouse is at 920 Highland Avenue. Everyone has probably driven by a million times. It's the building with the big mermaid on it. Truth
right.
be told, sometimes people think it's a swim club, but it is the home of the Neptunian Women's Club, you know, built by those pioneer women back in the early 1900s. Inside,
right.
there are two different halls, one on the left, one on the right. We call them the north and the south, and there's doors in between. It is a beautiful facility. It is truly, truly a gem because there really isn't a lot of places where you can go do affordable rentals. And the Neptunian Women's
right.
Club, we do things by the hour. We do things for the days, for the weekends. We have information on our website, which Laura will probably speak to shortly. We're doing a total like fresh look and rebranding, but there is information on how you can rent it, and you can rent it for a booster club meeting, a business meeting, as I said, a wedding, any kind of an event, a lot of kids. There's always a lot of kids. There's a lot of different activities that go on there, and it's wonderful. So, definitely check us out. It's available 12 months a year, and we have events already scheduled through the end of the year. So please give us a call.
Now, how many people, if you were to open the door between the north and the south hall,
mm-hmm.
how many people would it sit?
It would sit about 200 people. And what a lot of people do is they'll use one, for instance, if it's a wedding, they'll use one side for the actual ceremony and the other side for the actual reception. We do have a kitchen that can be used for, prepping food, warming food, bathrooms. There is the stage. We have music that can be piped in through the sound system. The Neptunians take great care in keeping this building going because all of our money goes, the money that we raise goes right out to philanthropy. The only way that we're able to really keep our building up is through our associate dues. And we are, Linda's been, Linda and all the presidents before that have done a great job in maintaining the building.
Right. It's fantastic. It's a fantastic facility, and one of the best in the South Bay for that purpose, that intimate gathering, whether it be a swim team, end of the year rally, award ceremony, or a wedding. That's fantastic. Linda,
yeah.
I'd like to talk, Linda, about the rebranding and the logo contest.
Oh, that's Laura. Laura's doing that.
Laura. Yeah. Why rebranding?
Why we're rebranding is because as we continue to grow, as we continue to evolve, we need to keep up with the times, right? And one of the things that we found is that although the website that we had worked really well in the past, as we're moving and getting more technology-oriented in this society, we need to keep moving with that. And we really wanted the brand as well to reflect the current membership. We're a really diverse group of women, and we're really growing. And this new brand will help us connect with the community. It will help us connect with the members more easily. All of that is part of the logo and rebranding. And when we decided to do a logo contest, the first thing that popped into the people's minds around the table is we really need to get the community involved. We're all about the community, and we really want that the logo to come from our community because there's and support the local artist.
Right. Wow, wonderful. So not only is there a logo contest, but you're thinking about rebranding in terms of letterhead, all of that business cards. Do the members get cards or some other kind of badges that indicate that they're members of the Neptunian Women's Club?
I'll answer that question.
Yes.
I believe our board members have access to business cards if needed, especially
yes.
Suzanne. She's our fundraiser and our philanthropy, and
yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
Members have, when they join, they get a badge with their name on it, so it identifies people at our meetings because there is, there's about 250 current members right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to know everyone by their first name on a first-name basis. So
absolutely.
It's nice to have those badges and
right.
Connect with people by their first names when you go up to them and introduce yourself. It's really very helpful.
So are there – well, first of all, I want to complete this. Laura, can anyone apply to the logo contest, and how would they apply?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone and everyone can apply. They can go to neptunians.org to get information. And once they go there, they'll see that you need to email us if you're interested in being a contestant, if you're interested in participating in our contest. What they do is they email the email provided on the website, and we'll send you full details on the contest, which includes also the creative brief of what we're looking for. And then from there, they just submit by September 15th.
Right.
That's the deadline.
Right.
And we'll announce the winner on October 7th. And
yes.
the winner, the cool part, is the local artist, or the winner of the winner of the logo contest will receive a cash prize of $500, which is pretty amazing.
Can companies enter?
Anyone can enter. It's open to everyone and anyone.
Jerry?
So we've reached out to the schools. We've reached out to artists that we know in the area. Anyone that enters is welcome.
I think Jerry knows a few artists that do logo development and design. She might know someone. I don't know.
You're so funny. Our minds are like so in sync. I already, when I
first was looking it over the notes for the show today. I sent off an email at about 7 o'clock this morning.
All right. Because it is, I mean, first of all, I'm a lover of URLs, and Neptunians.org is so intriguing. Neptunians.org. Linda, what is a Neptunian?
Oh, good question. Oh, my gosh, you might have caught me on this. I believe
I can help.
You know,
right.
Oh, who's that? Who's this?
That's Laura.
Laura, what is a Neptunian?
Yeah.
So, as you may know, Neptunian is the god of the sea.
There you go.
No, I did not know that.
You did not know that. Well, that is who Neptune. If you look in, I think
Roman
it's Greek.
Greek?
Greek mythology. Roman is Poseidon, and
okay.
If memory is serving correctly, which I hope it is, and Neptune is Greek, and he's the god of the sea. And obviously, we're in the beach communities. We're right by the sea, and the Neptunians were born from an organization by the sea, which is why it's called the Neptunian Women's Club.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, and of course, it's the reverse. Neptune is the god of fresh water and the sea in Roman religion, and the counterpart of the Greek god Poseidon.
Thank you for the clarification.
Very nice. The Roman god of fresh water and the sea, which certainly you know why they chose that name in 1909, because anybody who was here, the 600 souls that were here, obviously they loved the ocean. That was why they were here, right?
When you see the historic pictures, there's so much land that has not been developed. I mean, it's really fun for those people who have not had a chance to really, you know, look back. I mean, there was really very little here, as you know, and there was, you know, we're just a stone's throw from the ocean, and I'm sure that was their inspiration.
I'm sure that many people, I lived in Hermosa for 20 years, and many people, old-timers, would talk about their parents, perhaps, and maybe even their grandparents. The only reason they came down here was because of the ocean and sort of the bohemian lifestyle. There wasn't much else here but surfing and swimming and hanging out with friends. There weren't a lot of shops, a lot of amenities, and all of that. So it's one of the pure sort of homegrown service organizations that we have here in the South Bay. The Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach is kind of a direct connection to that history. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's inspiring.
It's inspiring, yeah. So now, what other initiatives is the Neptunian Women's Club doing? What's the next event? Suzanne, I'll throw that to you as a fundraiser. What's the next opportunity to raise money?
Okay, so the next event would be the November 7th fashion show, annual fashion show and luncheon. South Bay Magazine, who's been our wonderful in-kind sponsor for years now, they will be launching the information about the fashion show in their next issue, which coincidentally is the women's issue. And I believe it's going to be in the homes on September 12th. So in there, you'll see all the details. It will announce who the retailer is. We really stepped it up this year. We're going to have boutiques. We always have music, amazing foods, amazing chefs. But this year, it's going to have a whole new look, because everything the Neptunians are doing, we're rebranding, refreshing. We find that the more that we change things, not changing the past, but just kind of going to the next to the next step to evolve what we're doing. The more we do, the more we change it up, the more excited people get, and the more members want to join. And just like with the chili cook-off at the Tin Roof event in August, I believe four additional women joined. These are women, again, as Linda was mentioning, these are women in their 30s and 40s. So we just love the diversity of our organization. We love that you can be, you know, in your 20s or in your 80s and you can be an active member. And as we say, you can do as much as you want or as little as you want, but when you get to know our organization, you'll do more than you ever even thought that you were ever going to do. And that's the joy of being a Neptunian. That's what happened to me. I said, oh, I'm a busy businesswoman. I'll just, you know, join and I'll do a little something here and there. And within 5 months, I was on the board. And I'm like, what happened here? This what am
right.
I doing? And I haven't, you know, I haven't looked back. And we're all the same way. There's so many, volunteers that anytime they can, they step up. And there's just a great joy in giving back to our community. I mean, anyone, as you know, anyone who's involved in philanthropy in any way, there isn't a greater joy than giving back and helping kids, especially with education.
There is no greater joy. Servant leadership is the path to great leadership. There is no greater path. Wonderful. Anyone else have any initiatives that they are excited about sharing with the audience? Because we want people to know the Neptunians as a group of individuals. Anyone else want to share? I have to ask you, Suzanne, about the fact that you're on the advisory board of Walk with Sally. Tell us a little bit about Walk with Sally.
So Walk with Sally is an organization 10 years old, founded by Nick Urquhart, out of his love and loss of his mother, Sally. It is a mentoring and support program for children whose parents and siblings are battling or have died from cancer. A lot of Neptunians came about to understand Walk with Sally because we are volunteers. So I went to my first event, the White Light, White Night event that was about a week ago, 5 years ago, and I just really loved it. So when you said that earlier, when you get involved in organizations, you really, it's opening a door to new people and new experiences. For me personally, you know, and we would love to help everyone, and we support as many people as we can. We support our friends who are, you know, work on various nonprofits. You have to be really careful about not overwhelming yourself. And I really like Walk with Sally. I like things that fill niches. So in the same way that Neptunians, we feel like we fill niches. So I just became a volunteer, and Nick Urquhart asked me to be on the advisory board. He's actually asked me a couple years, and I just said yes this year. So it's a nice symmetry. You know, they help children, we help children, we help each other, because that's what the South Bay is about. We all help each other. There's so many amazing nonprofits out there. Everybody needs help. I'm sure all the businesses and the vendors and the retailers are just probably overwhelmed with our requests. So we're just really fortunate to all support each other and help each other, because in the end, that's what we want. We want to help the nonprofit that we work with or volunteer with, but it's all about just helping each other.
Right.
And Joe, I do have something to talk about.
Yes.
I do. I have a little bit of exciting information. You know, Laura spoke about the branding and reaching out to give us a new identity and take us to the next level. This last year, we started a building campaign for our building, and that entails that we are in the process of doing a building remodel. And with the community that has noticed our efforts, has been wanting to give back and invest in our future. So we are in the process of doing a remodel, and we're going to sometime next year start this process and put a new commercial kitchen in, air conditioning, ADA bathrooms, and to give a much-needed updating for a fresh look that will take the Neptunians for the next 100 years.
Right.
And to have a facility that our community will use and share family memories and community events. So we Neptunians are
looking toward our future at this point, and it's going to be very exciting. It kind of has evolved in the last couple years.
Right.
So we are really making a statement and investment for our future.
Yeah.
So when you see the pictures of this building, I was just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Lee was the person who designed it,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take this great facility and make it, I can't even explain it. The pictures, maybe Suzanne can tell you a little bit as well, but the pictures blew me away.
Well, I mean, when you look at the building right now, you look at it, and as I say, it's an outdated building. But we are humble women. We are fiscally conservative. And again, you know, all of our efforts have always been about philanthropy. But you know, we are in the middle of downtown Manhattan Beach, and this facility, in terms of going back to our roots, making it available to our community. Michael Lee looked at this building and said, you know, we need to look at this building and show people that there is all this life inside, that there's this amazing energy. And he did. He constructed this building with awnings and windows and you know, a peak ocean view, corner. And I think it's going to be amazing. And the community, without really too much fundraising on our part yet, because we're really going to focus on the really big fundraising next year. People have been amazing. Steve Napolitano, did I say his name correctly, from the county,
yes.
You know, gave
right.
us gave us funding.
Deputy supervisor. Yeah.
Yes, came and gave us funding. This all, you know, with the most modest man in the South Bay, Mike Sims, who has been a long-time supporter of the Neptunian Women's Club. He walked into our clubhouse for the first time. He was with Nancy Barankovich, who is a Neptunian now, was not back then, and walked in and said, "This is a fabulous, fabulous building." And he went to the kitchen and he looked at it and he's like, "Let's put in a new kitchen." And we're looking at him going, "Really?" And he's like, I go, "Like a kitchen?" And he's like, "Yes." And I said, "You want to donate a full commercial kitchen?" And he's like, "Yes." And he's like, "I love you women. I love what you're doing." He goes, "And it's the right thing for us." And he said, "It's the right thing for our city." So he shares the principles that we have. So, a lot of people earlier this year, we had a very impromptu fundraiser. So many generous people in our community, generous individuals have stepped up and really gotten us started. And then in January, South Bay Magazine, our sponsor, is going to really help us launch a building campaign, which will give you everyone more information and more insight. But we're very excited about the project and really are excited to bring the Neptunians into the next 100 years. With all respect and deference to the women who got this started, I mean, really, who would have ever thought that anyone, let alone women, you know, nine women in the early 1900s could buy the land, get the money to build the clubhouse. And now it's time for us to bring us to the next 100 years. And that's kind of what we're doing. So we're very, very excited. And once that's done, with all humility, I believe that will be the number one place to rent in the South Bay. I mean, it will be a stunning, stunning venue. It's a fantastic venue now, don't get me wrong, and lots of people rent it. But when it's done, it's going to be amazing. And it only, in the end, increases the amount of money that we can give back to our community, because, again, that is our number one goal as being a Neptunian.
Fantastic. Wow. And I think Mike might know a little bit about kitchens.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little.
He might.
Maybe just a little. Just a
he
little.
Might.
And just a little. And he's probably going to be upset with me that I'm even talking about him, because he's a very quiet guy.
Right.
But it's, you know, he started it off, and we will, and Michael Lee and all of our friends and all of our supporters, and we are just very, very grateful.
That's the key that I began with, and I think that really probably people will discover, if they haven't discovered the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach most, is the history, the uniqueness of the service organization owning its own building in downtown Manhattan Beach. This is absolutely unique among nonprofits in the South Bay. It's whether it's Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, El Segundo. I know in Hermosa Beach, the Rotary owns their building. Kiwanis does not, right next door. But,
correct.
But that's very rare. And, you know, also, Rotary is the Rotary in Hermosa. It's a wonderful organization, but the building isn't all that special. The Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach has a very unique and lovely building.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
by the way,
you mentioned something.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Laura.
Who's speaking? Laura?
Yeah, you had mentioned talking about being incorporated, and I'm pretty sure this is correct, but I heard a rumor that it was the Neptunian women, the women that was part of that original organization that actually encouraged their husbands to go and get Manhattan Beach incorporated, because Manhattan Beach, I looked it up, was incorporated in 1912, and I remember that. I'm happy.
That's true. That's what I've read.
I'm taking that as gospel. That the Neptunian Women's or Club of Manhattan Beach is responsible for the establishment of Manhattan Beach as a city.
I think we read that in the history books.
Okay.
We did. I think one of Jan Dennis's books, actually. And Jerry, now we call our husbands Mantunians, because we, of course, get our gentlemen friends and partners and spouses to work with us as needed. So we call them, we lovingly and affectionately call them Mantunians.
Wow, I love it.
It's a family affair here at the Neptunians. It is.
We discover so many things here on the South Bay Show, and this is fantastic. It's a part of Manhattan Beach history. What's next, Linda? I mean, we're talking about a new building makeover. We're talking about a new logo and rebranding. What do you see for the future of the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach?
Well, you can see we do have a lot going on, we do have a lot to accomplish. I think there's three things that are probably that I feel that our board feels that we want to accomplish this year is we want to connect with the community more, and then, of course, the revitalization of our building, which is a huge project for us. It is a fundraising project. It's a complete building project. And increase also our main goal of roots of our organization is to increase our reach for philanthropy. So those are kind of that's what's next for us, is taking the things that work for us and what we're proud of, and keeping the tradition and expanding our reach to make our group fresh and lively and rewarding.
Right.
And pretty much. We have a lot going on, to be honest with you. It's really, we're on fire, basically. That's how I can describe it. We are on fire. And I'm excited to be leading, I'm honored to be the president this year. I mean, I knew it was going to be challenging, but there's no other way to describe it. The energy level and the enthusiasm within our organization is exciting.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Well, I'm sure my co-host who's going to be listening to this is wondering, where's the second spot, Joe? I'm going to play it now, Jackie. I'm going to play it now. ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're having a fabulous discussion with Neptunian women. Members of the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach, and we'd like to thank a sponsor at this time, and here we go.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Shade Hotel. Nestled in the heart of beautiful downtown Manhattan Beach and steps away from the Pacific Ocean, Shade Hotel offers a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, and personalized service, Shade provides the perfect setting to relax and unwind. Guests will enjoy Zinc's award-winning cuisine prepared by executive chef Chris Garasik and signature handcrafted cocktails. A short stroll away from the hotel, guests will find boutique shopping, a vibrant nightlife, and an array of beach-centric activities. Shade's individual spaces are designed with the flexibility to hold a variety of functions, such as weddings, business meetings, fundraisers, and more. Whether your next event is hosted in the signature courtyard, on Zinc Terrace, or atop the spectacular sky deck, Shade has a space for every occasion. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as one of the top 100 hotels in the world and the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For additional information and to book your reservation, visit the website at shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach.
You know, Linda, when it comes down to it, lots and lots of things in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa and Redondo have changed over the years. The Shade Hotel is a magnificent property. It's hard to even, when you say it, you don't believe it, one of the top 100 hotels in the world. It's here in the South Bay. But there's something terribly unique and heartwarming and, you know, pride developing about the Neptunian Women's Club being here and staying here and never changing, at least never changing in their mission. That's something that I'm very glad to hold on to, that the Neptunian Women's Club will always be here.
Yeah, that's our goal, and to keep to keep our roots and our traditions alive and grow and evolve within the community. If we don't grow, there's no future for us. It's part of my theme this year is looking toward our future. I feel that we have to maintain those roots. So I think it's just it's part of our due diligence as leaders in our organization. We want this to continue. And we do have we're lucky to have our property and our venue. We really are.
Right.
We're looking forward to our first, we start up in next month, our first meeting of the year, which is September 8th. We all look forward to coming back. We have a wonderful speaker in our program this year. We've invited Mark Burton to be our guest, the mayor of the town of Manhattan Beach. We have also, are delighted to have Mendocino Farms cater our luncheon, who is moving into the Point. So we are going to start our year off with a great program and seeing all of our friends and begin our year.
So much energy in the South Bay.
Joe, one thing that I think is a great thing to mention, for all those people who are even remotely interested in seeing what we're all about, I think that it's a great opportunity to, like I said, get involved in your community in something that's flexible and something that's easy. And so if people want to check it out and learn more about us, we'd love to hear from them, and they can find us again on Neptunians.org or reach out to us as well and meet.
Do you have a phone number that people can call if they're interested in membership?
Yes. We have a telephone number at the clubhouse.
Right.
It's 310-374-9473, or you can reach us at Neptunian Women's Club, I believe it's neptunians.org. You can send us a message.
Right.
Right. Suzanne is
we have a vice president of membership. Her name is Pat Lucy, and she'll be probably the person getting back in touch. Our luncheons are not exclusive. We welcome people to come test the waters. So if that's something you're interested in and want to possibly attend our luncheon, please, I believe there's information on the website. Laura, you mentioned that we're transitioning now with our new, from our older website to our new website, and anything that the listeners should know about that?
Yes, we are. We're, like I said, updating our website, and so you can find the information at neptunians.org, and then we also will be, the new site will be revealed sometime in October. So for information, you can go to www.neptunians.org, and eventually you'll also be able to go to another website, which is
www.neptunewww.org.
Awesome. And what's the second website?
www.neptunianwcforwomensclub.org.
I see. Fantastic, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Laura Fisher. And Linda Merlot and Suzanne Shearer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We learned about one of the great treasures of the South Bay, the Neptunian Women's Club of Manhattan Beach, that history. We'll have to talk to Mark Burton about changing the history page on the city of Manhattan Beach to reflect the fact that Neptunians came first. We'll talk to Mark. He's a good sport about those things. And thank you so much, Jerry Wilson, of Your Actualized Visions.
Thank you for having me, Joe. I always love filling in.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a fantastic hot weekend at the beach. Bye-bye now.